All right, Token Smart Podcast. Actually, I meant to tell you, Matthew, I just recorded a special episode with Jim, like an NFT 42 update, and he's like giving me a hard time about not remembering any of the episode numbers at this point, or like having given up trying. So we're just, it's another episode, y'all. All sites set on Pranksyland, coming up extra quick tomorrow. And I can't even like keep up with the volume of social media going on about this. And I guess this is what happens when you have like 20 famous artists all promoting like a singular event all at the same time. I feel like I open up Twitter and I just need to like scroll through like 35 posts and like them all. And you know, that's basically what Twitter is essentially like a giant Pranksyland shill festival, and has been for a while. And rightfully so. I mean, we were just talking, we got to seal up some of the final details on this event. Right after this, we're going to sort of take a walk through and get the sort of lay of the land in terms of the progression of the pub call and crawl. And I got to drop some boom boxes in for Dragonate. And it's funny, man, I was explaining to my cousin over the weekend what we are doing, which if you sort of put it like, you know, I know immediately like cue laughter, but I sort of got it to him, even though he didn't understand like why this was a thing. I was like, just imagine you build an insanely cool house on Minecraft and now you can sell it for like tens of thousands of dollars. Right. And yeah. He was like, I can't believe this is your life now. And I was like, yeah, man, I got to go in tomorrow and drop in 10 virtual boom boxes so our audio guy can like pipe in sound properly, and then like hit up our videographer. And like the level of sophistication of our operation is like, I almost need to like pause before I get into conversations with people like about it, because it's just, you know, it goes too deep, and then you're back to like, wait, so what's Bitcoin and what's blockchain and stuff? Anyway, dude, what are you seeing on your end? You wake up on the other side of the world, you sort of get a head start on Monday quicker than I do, and I'd seen you've been hard at work already.
Dude, I mean, I see the same fervor over on Twitter, like building up in terms of anticipation for the pub crawl on Tuesday. I'm super stoked for this. I've been looking forward to this for weeks. Like the build up to this has been so intense. Us splitting the creators who took on the build outs of these parcels and who've taken on all the extra elements that'll be bundled within the individual parcels, which again, like at the outset, I wasn't entirely aware of. And I feel like we have to keep reiterating all those extra elements that are bundled in there, because that's really like the total value of these packages. All these NFTs, like for example, Brinkman's bundling 15 different NFTs plus wearables plus some secret shit that he's just like springing on people at the last minute that they're going to get
plus items or something. It's like he just keeps adding things.
And there's like secret NFT keys that unlock other secret NFT and wearable goodies. It's nuts. And that's just one of like the 17 or so parcels that'll be bundled up and put on the auction block starting Tuesday. So that's nuts. But on top of all of that, like if people have been watching the WIP closely for the past couple of weeks, we've been hosting the WIP at builds that are part of Pranksyland, adding to the page views, adding to the history of these builds that are going up for auction. Because you're not just getting the builds, you're getting all the history, you're getting the traffic through the area, you're getting the attention on the district, which will over time hopefully feed into kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy of people remembering where these places are, remembering the builds, wanting to go back to them. So you're buying like future views and access to these builds when you scoop them, and that'll allow you to do whatever you want to do with them. So it's intense, but I love how you explain this to your cousin or whatever, talking about, yeah, it's just Minecraft that you can sell for tens of thousands of dollars. It's really nuts.
It's crazy. And it's funny to see Pranksy like excited, you know. So I've had to work like pretty closely with Pranksy throughout this whole thing. And I feel like Pranksy's like so Pranksy, right? He like keeps his cards like pretty close to his chest most of the time, and you know, is a professional shiller and knows how to like work social media and like create some hype and everything. And so to see like Pranksy like genuinely like hyped and excited about something like this is really, really fun to watch. And you know, I don't think anyone really like realized the scope of this project. It sort of like seemed like a good idea that just continued to gather steam and grow legs. And you can see like, you know, how this could be like a go-to district like years down the line, right? Like this is the site of the original Pranksyland event.
Yep.
And all of these gigantic, unique individual monuments are still in existence here. You can walk through each one of them. And you know, his goal, and I think he teased this out online already, you know, he was in conversation about buying an entire private island in CryptoVoxels for Pranksyland number two, you know, set in sometime in the future, maybe next year or whatever. So, you know, this is absolutely going to be a historic event in its own right, but has, you know, gathered enough momentum and built up enough steam that, you know, he's already setting his sights on the sequel to it. And I feel like the original anything always has like historical significance, right? It's sometimes it's not even like the most like, I don't know, I hesitate to say like not the most well executed event, because this is like staggeringly like well executed by all of these artists. But you know how these things continue to become like bigger and bigger and bigger as time goes on. And so this will forever be the first one of things. But the all of these parcels right next to each other, and this is why the pub crawl is going to be so cool, man, because I feel like all these artists, given sort of like carte blanche to do whatever they want, have really like their personalities are really showing through on a lot of these parcels. And it's just really cool to see like not only what they have in mind for the builds, but also for the event itself. Like everyone's sort of got something up their sleeve. I don't want to blow up Shortcut's spot, but he's got like a couple gamified things that he's going to roll out in his parcel and everything. And there's a bunch of stuff like that going on top of crypto, Pranksy giving out an entire plot of land in CryptoVoxels. So I don't know, man. I mean, we break CryptoVoxels with like, you know, big events that are like not to this scale. So it should be interesting to see. He was a little bit worried about that. He was like, do you think we're going to break this thing? I was like, I know MegaVoxels are the first to go. Usually when they start glitching out and disappearing, you know, things are going south. But that's why we got, you know, been talking to Dragonate. That's why we got 10 boom boxes and the 10 parcels. And we're going to route audio through Discord and, you know, do everything that we know to do at this point to make this event entirely bulletproof, you know, for the entire audience and everything.
Yeah. You want to hit folks with how we're going to run the event. So like things will kick off 6 PM Tuesday. What is the date? Tuesday, the 25th, right? Yep. And then what can folks expect on the so-called like pub crawl tour through Pranksyland?
Yeah, I should have the list of speakers pulled up, but I'm, oh no, I do. Yeah, so at the actual event, it's going to be a straight up like pub crawl, basically. We got 10 parcels lined up. I think all of them will have speakers, maybe 8 to 9 speakers total. And we're basically going to give each speaker, you know, say 5 minutes or so to present their parcel, give everybody a chance to walk around, or in Fabiano's case, fly up there and, you know, sort of check out their parcel with the artist's, you know, version of their inspiration behind it, what it took to create the build, you know, some brief Q&A before we move on to the next one. And so every artist has a guest list. Every artist has their own individual presentation that they're going to give. And we're going to try and keep it moving. We were originally going to try and do this all in one event, but then came to realize that, you know, with 17, 18 parcels, this is going to be an all-day event by the time we're done with it. So what we ended up doing was all of the artists who are available to speak at that event are going to have a chance to speak at that event. And then the remaining artists who are going up for auction a bit later on, we will tour their parcels at the after parties of each successive whip. So on 8/27 at that whip, we will be hosting that whip in another parcel that has yet to be toured through, and then touring through 2 to 3 more afterwards. And then the exact same format on the whip at September 3rd. So yeah, man, this event is a monstrosity in like the greatest sense of the word. And so every one of these events is going to have totally unique tours, totally unique speakers. Each time you show up, you'll be giving yourself one more entry to win an entire plot of land. And if I don't quote me on this, man, but I'm pretty sure like this plot of land, and I have to get with Pranksy for the exact location, but it could be in Pranksy land or very close to it. Anyway, Pranksy doesn't play around with like trivial stuff. He was just like, yeah, how about we give out a plot of land too? You know, okay, cool, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so cool to be a part of this like massive multiplayer virtual real estate development project. It's absolutely nuts. And I hope folks turn out to it and take part in this, because it's seriously going to be fun. And then the auctions are going to start, and that's like a whole other ballgame.
Yeah, the auction, I don't know, man. The auction should be fascinating. That is like the million-dollar question, literally, right? Like everything up until this point is pretty much all come together, man. All these artists are stoked, right? The event is, you know, by the time we've done our walkthrough today and button up the last couple of things, the event should pretty much take care of itself. Like we're pretty adept at leading metaverse field trips at this point. Our audience loves this shit, so this should be like super fun from start to finish. You know, as a genuine fan of all these artists, you know, I would, you know, 1000% be in attendance even if I wasn't hosting the thing. So yeah, man, I sort of lost the thread on where I'm at with that train of thought, but the short list of speakers here is Fabiano, Brinkman, Ogar, Kami-sama, Elon, Coldy, Trippy Yogi, and Shortcut. And just for the sake of rounding out the event, we're going to keep it to 10 parcels. So someone who's unable to speak at the next couple events, we're going to roll their parcels in to this and keep it tight at 10. Try and keep the event around an hour. Wind up at Coldy's spot where we had hosted a previous whip, which I believe that will be the parcel kicking off the auction itself. And who's gonna buy it, man? Who's gonna drop hundreds of thousands of dollars on virtual land that will go down forever in the art history books? I hope everybody, man. I have no clue how this is gonna go down.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it unfolds. But you want to segue into doing a recap of last week's whip, or whips rather, and then foreshadow what's going to happen this Thursday's whip before we wrap things up with a special announcement.
Dude, I can't even believe it was less than a week ago that the Asia Pacific whip occurred. That was like a month ago in my head. This is the rub, right? Like everything we do has been like really successful, which leads to more people wanting us to do more things. And then we do those things, and then they're also really successful. I'm like, oh my God, dude, we're going to do another Asia Pacific whip next week. And we sure as hell should, man, because that crowd is cool, man. It's cool to like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Our regulars are, you know, irreplaceable, right? They're like the foundation of what this is all built on. But doing this, like, you know, we didn't have the rollout that we did here in this time zone with this whip. Our audience here has sort of been, a lot of them have been with us from the start and saw this like in its infancy, you know, sort of grow to what it has become. But we just sort of showed up at the Asia Pacific whip, like guns blazing, like all cylinders functioning and everything. And just being able to show up and pull off like two successive events that really, really went well and see like how hype the crowd was to have us over there doing that. It makes staying up in the middle of the night. I can see how you do it, man, because it's impossible to go to sleep knowing you got that kind of hype train coming around the corner a couple hours later. And it was awesome, man.
Yeah, it's so fun. And it really helps to start something like a totally separate whip, like Whip Asia, because of the hype train that is like already been put in motion by the original whip. Like there's a lot of folks in Asia who either by way of being speakers or just like kind of being curious and coming to the original whip and seeing what it was about, like really wanted a whip in their time zone. So those folks have been instrumental in helping to build the buzz in the region, coming on themselves as speakers. In the case of next week, Leo from Machi X being the first sponsored host for the whip. Yeah. And just a ton of cool shit planned for next week's Whip Asia. I'm super excited to get into next week. But it's fascinating to watch this continue to blossom. And I mean, DeFi Dad in Thursday's whip kind of put it perfectly. Like I think he said something to the effect that if there's a spirit of crypto, it lives at the whip. And I heard you spoon over that. I kind of fainted. It came back to life after I heard it. It's beautiful, and I have to agree. Like I genuinely think that really nailed it. And I mean, the folks that were at the whip on Thursday, Andrew from Reality Cards, DeFi Dad, Tieshun from Namebase, and then the crazy jump off event from Fabiano's Floating Claude, that Paradox, their videographer, caught so perfectly. It's just beautiful, man. It's constantly every single week, just another example of just some amazing shit that's happening at the whip, representative of what's happening within crypto. So super stoked for all that to keep continuing.
Dude, it just seems like the momentum doesn't stop, man. That was like always my hesitation and concern with the Asia Pacific whips. I'm like, is the audience just not there yet, or is it like too much or like overload or whatever? And I feel like this week's Thursday whip in the typical spot we have, it was the answer. Then it was like a resounding no. It was like all the people came out. The whip itself was, yeah, fantastic. Another one, one of those in a row too, where every single speaker just crushed it, man. And again, show with the Q&A was like just serving it up to people. And like, you know, now he's getting comfortable and cracking a couple jokes here and there. And I'm like, yes, dude, all of the parts are really coming together. And DeFi Dad just murdered it, man, from like start to finish. Yeah. He's like such a class act in being able to be so approachable and be so relatable. And I feel like we pegged our audience pretty correctly. At least there was enough people, including myself, who stuck around that were, you know, genuinely asking questions back and forth and taking notes. And mm-hmm. I know I, you know, circled back with him later on over the weekend with like a couple questions about, you know, his thoughts on certain tokens and in DeFi and everything. And, you know, true to form, he, you know, had a solid answer for me and is always willing to help out and everything. So I, you know, and being able to have people like that on a pretty consistent basis, you know, it just feels like there's no end in sight, man, because everyone's so thirsty for that. And I feel like it, you know, not to pat ourselves on the back any more than, you know, I always do anyway, but you know, I feel like it starts with us being like genuinely interested in and like hungry to learn about, you know, what these people were doing. And that's how I ended up in this space in the first place, like not trying to like get a job, but just genuinely like into this shit, you know, like genuinely wanted to see what people are cooking up, what's going on. Like I happen to actually genuinely believe that this is like game changing technology. And so I want to know like all the things, and I know you do too, man. I feel like that translates to our audience, and we got to, you know, a room full of people who are, you know, on the same boat with us, just trying to see where it all ends up. Dude, do you want to tease the thing? I don't even know how.
Yeah.
I feel like we should give away something. Let's tease the thing, man.
I don't know how much to tease, but I mean, how should we tease it? I mean, is there a proper way to tease her? Like, I'm worried that I'm just going to say all the things if we...
Maybe we just say the name and just leave the rest up to speculation.
Whipcoin.
There it is. It's happening. Before y'all know it, make sure you sign the guest list. Let's say that. At all the events, make sure you're signing the guest list. And Whipcoin. I'm going to leave it at that.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, dude. Well, this is a nice, tight episode. Shout out to Trizlet, our buddy who's with us on the regular basis, who, poor dude, man. I imagine him like in like a really hot room, like buried under computer cords and like Ethernet cables and shit. He's unfortunately had some real life work situations and is like the guy who does all the things at his job and, you know, had to be pulled away to take care of some stuff and could not join us today. So shout out to Trizlet, man. We'll send Dragonate into your box to get you out if we don't hear from you in too long. Anything else we got to hit, man?
Just looking forward to seeing everyone at Pranksyland Tuesday the 25th, 6 p.m. Eastern, and then Thursday at the Whip with Devin Finzer from OpenSea. Brian Brinkman will be there talking. And then fan favorite, first time on the stage, Bruce the Goose. We'll be talking about Nifty Pride. So yeah, stoked for all that.
Bruce. Nice. That'll be great, man. All right, dude. Well, we will be in touch as always. I'll see you in Pranksyland in like 5 minutes to drop some boom boxes and plot and scheme.
Later, dude.
Later, dude.